Thanks for tuning in and listening to Riley on Film. I am Damian Riley, your ghost host. While you're here, I hope you got your horror's worth. Find out more and subscribe, only not in that order, at RileyOnFilm.com. Now, enjoy the show. This is my review of Guillermo del Toro's Pinocchio. There are minor plot spoilers in the second part of the review. Guillermo del Toro has redone Pinocchio, and it's a ride, my friend, a ride. I couldn't help but compare every premise and concept with the Disney cartoon I loved so much as a child. The Toro version takes it to a darker place with a focus on grief. There's also a musical theme, reminiscent of Beauty and the Beast and Les Miserables. Specifically, it makes the death of Geppetto's son a horrifying casualty of war. Mussolini's control of Italy is portrayed probably just as it was, as a merciless ego tantrum. So in doing this, he weaves something entirely new into the story. Reminiscent of Pan's Labyrinth, this film uses historical realism as a backdrop. Also, in both movies, we find a murderous, twisted dictator pulling the strings, pun intended. Also, the movie is set apart by the outstanding and effective voice actor talents of Gregory Mann, who plays Pinocchio. We get to know the flesh and blood son of Geppetto here, who is not the focus of the Disney film. Carlo is a wide-eyed child, and his father loves him. It's clearly evident. In the interest of keeping the mystery and magic of the film, I'll stop describing that song and that scene of my boy. Oh, it gets me right here. I do recommend it. We do see some traits in the film that can be considered horror, and so it is labeled as such, but really it's just a child's dark theater set to music. A Tim Burton aspect is appropriate to note. Grief is not new to horror. The recent smash hit Hereditary focused on the grief of a family and how it leads them down the dark, musty hall into a forbidden form of relief. In this film, the grief is from the loss of Carlo, the real flesh and blood son of Geppetto. When he dies, Geppetto grieves. When he grieves, he sees the opportunity to make a puppet out of wood. I think this puppet is the most horrifying thing of the whole film. He's an annoying brat. I found this trait of the film to be a little bit like Frankenstein. In like fashion, Pinocchio is made living by the passions of the old man and, of course, a supernatural figure. The new boy is just not right. I take this metaphor to mean we should grieve for the dead, but not attempt to keep them around. In this film, there is a hook or lesson that says to love people exactly as they are. Unlike the Disney film, that premise leaves the puppet as a puppet, and Geppetto having a pine boy. I highly recommend this film. I went ahead and gave it a 10 out of 10. I think it's a perfect film for the whole family to enjoy. Just remember that the messages will not necessarily coincide with the Disney film that we are so accustomed to think about when we hear Pinocchio. And that's the end of my review. I will see you next time. Thank you for listening to Riley on Film. I'm your host, Damian Riley. You can find out more and subscribe always for free at RileyOnFilm.com. Now, have a great day.